A small Virginia company called Star Scientific has figured out how to compress tobacco into tablets that dissolve in your mouth. The product allows smokers to satisfy their nicotine craving in places where they can't light up. The company also suggests the tablets might be safer than cigarettes. From Chase City, Virginia, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Star Scientific's new product is so unusual, it's a challenge even to decide what to call it. The tobacco-filled tablet looks and smells a little like a beige breath mint, but the company bristles at anyone who compares it to candy. It's packaged in childproof foil, like medicine, but Star asks that we not describe it as a lozenge. Company President Paul Perito prefers to call it by its trade name, Arriva, a melt-in-your-mouth pellet he says will revolutionize the tobacco industry.
Arriva is a compressed, hard tobacco bit. It dissolves, doesn't leave any residue, doesn't require expectoration or spitting, and as it dissolves, the user experiences tobacco satisfaction.
At this factory in Virginia farm country, Star produces thousands of Arriva tablets each day. A package of 20 sells for about $3. In November, Star began test marketing Arriva in Virginia and Texas, and the results were promising enough that it's now being rolled out in Florida, Minnesota, and elsewhere. Perito says Arriva fills a new market niche, appealing to smokers who need a nicotine hit between cigarettes.
They're using it during travel, during plane or automobile trips. They're using it at business and professional meetings. They're using it in the situations where either they can't smoke or where it would be inappropriate to smoke.
But convenience is only part of the reason Star is optimistic about Arriva's potential. Perito says the product also may reduce smokers' health risk. Arriva is made from tobacco that has fewer cancer-causing toxins. And though he has no scientific studies to prove it, Perito believes Arriva is safer than cigarettes.
The most dangerous form of tobacco use is combusted tobacco that's inhaled deeply into the lungs. So if people move to non-combusted smokeless tobacco, like an Arriva, arguably that's going to be proven down the line to have some benefits.
Many health activists, though, are skeptical. The American Cancer Society, American Medical Association, and several other groups have criticized Arriva. They say it hasn't been proven safe, and they worry it will appeal to teenagers who otherwise wouldn't try tobacco. Donna Reynolds is with the American Lung Association of Virginia.
One of the serious problems with this product is that it looks like a little Tic Tac. I mean, it looks like a simple mint, even to the extent that, you know, you wouldn't say, well, I'm going to try, you know, a cigarette or I'm going to try chewing tobacco, but, well, you know, maybe I will try a mint. I can't imagine that you wouldn't have young people being curious about this product.
Reynolds says there's no evidence Arriva causes smokers to use fewer cigarettes. And Matt Myers of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says Arriva might actually lead to greater tobacco consumption.
One of the real concerns with a product like Arriva is that it could lead many smokers to say, I don't have to quit. I can continue to get my nicotine fix whether I'm on an airplane or at work, and then smoke when I return home. If they do that instead of quitting, we're going to see many more deaths, not fewer.
Myers has asked the Food and Drug Administration to study Arriva and decide if it should stay on the market. The agency has little authority over tobacco and hasn't yet responded. Meanwhile, other products are being introduced to fill the same market niche. A California company is selling bottled water that's spiked with nicotine, while two companies are test marketing tobacco-filled pouches that a user can discreetly place between his lip and gum. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chase City, Virginia.